Hello, everyone, and welcome to Toonami Therapy today on August 12th of 2021. I am Michael.
I'm Tommy in the middle of a thunderstorm.
Yes. So if you hear anything, that's probably what it is. Other than us talking, obviously. I don't think we're the thunderstorm. Anyway, let's see. Unless you heard that little beep thing right then, because that was on my end. That was not the thunderstorm. I don't know if you heard it or not, but
I heard it. Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, so we are here to talk about Toonami stuff. Except we're not here to talk about Toonami stuff because they didn't air the usual things. They just aired a marathon of the Harley Quinn cartoon series, and you weren't able to actually watch it. So
yeah.
Okay. I guess I might as well say a few quick words about it, because I did watch some of it. Although,
sure.
Yeah, I wish you had seen it, just because I would have been curious to hear your thoughts on some of it. This is kind of funny. So I assumed they were going to start airing at the normal time. They actually started airing about an hour and a half earlier, because there were like 12 episodes of this thing. Although they actually goofed up and aired I didn't see this because I didn't stay up that late, but they accidentally aired the second to last episode twice. I was thinking, oh, I should double check when the things are starting. I look at it, wait, it already started? I missed the first episode? So I didn't see that. So basically the premise of it is that it's about Harley Quinn, who, you know, the character who was introduced in Batman the Animated Series as the Joker's sort of girlfriend slash henchwoman, but was so popular now that now she's like, she not only got introduced into the main comics, she got her own title, and now she's got her own cartoon series, so. Yeah, so this is mostly... So the premise of it is that she realizes that the Joker doesn't actually care about her at all. So she decides to just kind of strike out on her own because she wants to try to, and her goal is to try to impress the Legion of Doom so she can join it. And, so it's about that. It's kind of an action comedy with a higher emphasis on the comedy. Although it's definitely, it's an adult show. There is a lot of swearing in this. A good amount of which was bleeped out when they ran it on Adult Swim. Although I am a little confused about some of the. So apparently you can say the S word, no problem, not bleeped, but the C word gets bleeped. I kind of thought they were on about the same level. I don't know if there's like an order to them, but it's especially weird because there's actually. Because there's actually a gag where a character says, like, the C word. Like, a villain, when he's fighting Wonder Woman, and he calls her that, when people are watching. And everyone, like, turns against him, including the villains for it. So that was kind of... But it's all bleep, so I was like, what did he say? That's like the weird thing, though, is that I actually thought, at least in terms of most of the stuff they were bleeping out, I was thinking, this is actually kind of funnier this way. I think I would enjoy this less if I watched it uncensored.
Mm-hmm.
To my thoughts on it, have you ever seen the Disney show cartoon Kim Possible?
No, I haven't.
Okay. Well, it was an action comedy cartoon that aired on Disney. And one of the things I remember it being pretty good. And one of the funniest things were some of the villains, especially Dr. Draken and Shigo, whose interactions were really funny. And this show actually kind of felt, a lot of the humor felt like that sort of, the kind of comedy they had in that. But, you know, with a lot more like adult jokes and a lot more swearing in them.
Mm-hmm.
So, kind of a weird thing to compare it to, but that is what some of it reminded me of. I guess I mean, I laughed at a bunch of the stuff. Some of the stuff was pretty funny, but a lot of this the more adult stuff I didn't really care for. Like, there's like some considerable violence in here. There's a bunch of swearing that I didn't mind so much here, but if I was watching it uncensored, I think I would. Again, I don't know why. I just think it's funnier when you have the bleeps on there than when you actually hear characters say the stuff.
Yeah, it is kind of funny because you can insert whatever you want into there.
Yeah, there's that. You know, there's all that kind of stuff. So, I mean, if you were a fan of Kim Possible, but you thought, man, I wish it focused mostly on the villains and it didn't really have the high school stuff. And there was a lot more swearing, more dirty jokes, and it was definitely more violent, and there was more death and stuff. You'll probably really like the show. Yeah, I did like look up, they only aired the first season. I did look up some stuff for the second season, and I was looking and thinking, wow, I don't think I really liked the direction it took in. It seems like it took in several things. So I don't know. If you want my quick version, well, I've been babbling on for a while, so it was decent. I'm not gonna go out of my. I'm not gonna go and try to watch more of it or whatever. But if it aired on Adult Swim again, I'd probably watch some of it.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, the voice acting was pretty good. I didn't mention that. I liked the voice acting.
On a side note, the voice acting, is it by people from anime or is it like people who not have anything to do with anime?
I don't know if some of the people in it had, were from anime. Cause, this was not original, like, to Toonami. This was something that DC right. made originally for their service and they aired, here. Like, the person who does, Harley Quinn, she was Penny on the Big Bang Theory. So Kaylee Cuoco was her, name. I don't know about the rest of...
I'm familiar with her. Okay, so it was like more big names as the voices.
I'm just looking at the list of them. The voices. Oh, Jason Alexander was in this. I didn't notice that.
Oh, so it was big names. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I thought the voices did a pretty decent job. But yeah, I think on the whole, I just would have liked this if it had, I don't know, toned down on some of the adult stuff and the violence and swearing. I don't know. I know that someone's going to say, well, that's kind of part of the point. I'm thinking, well, yeah, but I just think if you had just cut, if this had been like brought down to, I don't know, like more of like, I guess a PG-13 level, you still kept some of the risque stuff. I think I would have liked it more, but I don't know. Maybe that's not what other people would think.
Yeah, I wish I had been able to see it. I did remember that it was on at a different time, but man, what was I doing last? Oh yeah, that's right. I was at a baseball game in Cincinnati, and we were staying in Kentucky, yet. We had to walk to the game. So round trip, it was about 7 miles of a walk. So that was not very fun.
Okay. So now that we've gotten that. Oh, news. Important news I meant to bring up at the start. So we have... basically had it essentially confirmed that we are not going to have part 6 of JoJo on Toonami because Netflix grabbed it.
They did. Oh.
Yeah. So it will not be on Toonami. I might watch it anyway. I mean, I don't have currently have a subscription to Netflix. There's not really much that I want that I like. Care too much about it, but I don't know, maybe I'll get one for JoJo, maybe I won't. We'll see how things go. A lot of people I saw a lot of people dislike this because they say they don't like the way Netflix treats the anime stuff. Like apparently they don't they don't normally, you know, like simultaneously release them when they're aired in Japan, like, you know, every other anime service. They like just like normally just release them all at once later on.
Yeah, and Netflix had a terrible dub of Evangelion, so much so that the people who disliked the original dub, they are actually now advocates for the original dub because the new dub was so bad. And it's like, it's like universally considered terrible, the new dub of Evangelion. And they're even like redubbing things now, now that it's on Amazon Prime Video or something. They're like redubbing it again. So and I guess the new Evangelion movie is coming out or something like that. I'm not sure about that. I still need to watch the third one and probably need to watch the first two just to remember who these people are anyway.
Well, so. the first one is basically just the early episodes again. It's the second one where things diverge a little, start diverging a bit more. So, yeah, we'll see. We might... Maybe we'll watch JoJo through that or something else. I don't know. We don't know. It just seems really unlikely that it'll be on Toonami. Like, when it was announced, what's his name? Jason DeMarco? The guy who's kind of in charge of Toonami, he, like, did this tweet saying, it looks like JoJo won't be coming to Toonami after all, and, like, a little sad face. So, I don't think... So, it seems unlikely we'll be getting it there anytime soon, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. All right, so I guess we did talk about Toonami, despite the fact I was saying we wouldn't, although I guess we were talking about stuff that what isn't currently on it, so...
Yep.
All right, so because of that, we watched two episodes of the two non-Toonami shows we've been covering. We've got Baka and Test episode 16 and 17, and then... Kaguya-sama, Love is War, episodes 18 to 19. So you want to take us through Baka and Test?
Yeah, I'll try. So the first episode, it starts out with a gender swap type of thing between Hideyoshi and his sister. And... basically, she wants him to do things that she can't do because she isn't a good singer. So, you know, as you'd expect, there's all kinds of funny things related to it. And then the second half of the episode, I thought we were watching Kaguya for a second because it was just like a completely different plot. And it was like this flashback of Akihisa trying to get a pet, or pet, what am I saying? A stuffed animal. Stuffed animal for this girl. And it wasn't as good as the first part of it. The second episode... this one was weird, and you had Himeji acting really out of character for almost the entire episode, and you had a card game.
Well, she basically got high off the candy.
Right. It just was so weird because it was like, when is that going to wear off? You know, like. I don't know, but they're playing this card game and basically turns into a game of strip poker. You know, I honestly, these two episodes were so weird, yet I thought they were the funniest yet of, well, at least since we started after season one. I was really laughing about both of these episodes sometimes for the wrong reasons, but most of the time they were getting me with their gags. So, when it comes to the plot, like I've said so many times, this show really doesn't have any plot. And my favorite part had to have been whenever Hideyoshi, and this is like for the wrong reasons, but like Hideyoshi tells that guy that his sister is interested in little boys, and I'm like, oh man, that is so inappropriate. But I laughed about it. I thought it was funny, but it was like, that shouldn't be in this anime. So, I just think they were like really weird, but I did really find them funny. So there's that.
What was interesting about these episodes is I feel these were the first like split episodes. That is, the previous episodes all had, it seemed like, one plot through the whole episode, but this one was basically split into two, like each of these episodes was split into two very distinct, like separate plots.
Right.
Like, you know, like you'd often see in a bunch of, a bunch of the cartoons, like in the US, have that thing where, you know, instead of one full half hour episode, you have two completely separate quarter of an hour episodes. Uh-huh. It felt like that, except, you know, without them having explicitly, like, you know, different names in those. Well, actually kind of like, what you see with Kaguya-sama, where you have this stuff split, although that one goes for like three or four rather than two. It felt like that, very, and they hadn't done that before, so that was a little weird. Let me think. There was also that part in the second episode where they have their avatars come out, but then the avatars start saying everything they're actually thinking, to their embarrassment. That part was kind of funny.
Mm-hmm.
There's basically all of that. Not necessarily that much to say because it was a. It did focus more on the comedies, although I did. One of the questions it was asking, you know, in like the preview stuff, there was like saying, "What is the total number of if you add up all the the numbers on the cards in a 52 card deck? What do you get?" And I'm like, "Oh, that's actually really easy to figure out. You've 1 and 10 is 11, 2 and 9 is 11. Since there's 5 pairs of those for each suite, that's just 11 times 5. And then there's 4 suites, so that's times 4. So you get 220. Easy.
What about the jacks and queens and kings?
Well, those don't count. Those don't have numbers on them, right?
No, well, in blackjack, they count as 10.
Well, if you count, well, if that's the case, then just, there's like jack, king, queen, then you would just be that would be 30 for each suite, then you just add 120. And if aces don't count, you would just subtract 4. I don't know, I figured it out based on, I don't know if you've heard that, the story about that one kind of, like mathematician guy, I can't remember his name, Carl Gauss or something. Supposedly when he was a kid, the teacher like gave the students the assignment of adding up all the numbers from 1 to 100, and he and everyone else, you know, was doing it manually, and he just figured, oh hey, 1 plus 100 is 101, 2 plus 99 is 101. Since there's 50 of those pairs, I just take 101 and multiply it by 50 and done. That's it. And it's not clear if that actually happened. It might have been an apocryphal thing, but I always remembered that for things like this, which is how I was able to figure out that riddle, that number pretty easily.
Yeah, new math.
Yeah, I don't.
Yeah, like I said, that might have been an apocryphal story, but I did read, I have read it in multiple things. So if nothing else, it at least shows you how to, you know, answer that sort of thing. Let's see, was there anything else? Also, there's a part where someone suggests, like, oh yeah, when they're tricking each other into summoning the things, where someone like says about salmon in class E, and that's summon, and it just made me wonder, wait, there's this manga a while ago called like Salmon the Summoner. Oh, his name was a pun. I never realized that until just now. All right, so that's Baka and Test. All right, so then we move on to Kaguya-sama episodes 18 and 19. So here we've got two episodes. So the first one is about the class is about the student council president or election thing, and they're going and giving speeches and stuff, and then the person they're going up against, Miko Ino, except she gets all nervous because of the fact that, I don't know, she's not good speaking in front of crowds or whatever, and we get a very lengthy flashback about her.
Uh-huh.
She's probably happy this isn't Bleach, so, because otherwise she'd die. Anyway, Shirogane, I actually kind of feels bad about, and so he just kind of goes in and, interrupts and starts a sort of debate between the two, which gives her back her nerve or whatever, and that goes on, and he still wins the election, but is closer than they thought. She ends up getting put on the student council at his request, along with the other main characters, because nepotism.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's basically the first episode. So, did you have anything you wanted to say about this one? You gave me the impression you did.
Yeah, this was not my favorite Kaguya-sama episode. In fact, it was probably my least favorite one because we completely threw out the Love is War aspect of the thing. In fact, if you were to only watch this episode, you would think that Kaguya is like really, really open with her feelings with the president, and she was kind of acting out of character. The things that girl was saying were so ridiculous that there's no way all those people would vote for her, especially if she started debating. None of it made sense, and it wasn't entertaining. It wasn't funny. It was boring, and this just threw me for a loop because I was like, this isn't the same show. Like, I mean, as little of a plot as Baka and Test has, at least it stayed true to itself and just tries to out-wacky itself. But this show, instead of, this is just like that fireworks episode, which didn't feel in place at all either. Except this one lasted the whole half hour. And I just did not like it very much at all.
Well, I think it got more into like the comedy stuff towards the end. But yeah, it really did feel rather abruptly different. Although, well, I'm a little confused because she keeps saying that something about how she wanted shaved heads for boys. And I'm confused. And I'm thinking, okay, are we talking literally shaving off all the, like, the hair? Or is this, like, just you have to, like, have short hair or something? Because I was confused by that because some things made it seem like it was one and some things made it sound like it was the other. So, I don't know. It was, that was the episode. It was kind of a dull one. I don't think I disliked it as much as you did, but some parts of it, well, honestly, the stuff in the present was okay. I just could have done without the really lengthy flashback stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Also, it's weird that they say that they're on the Public Morals Committee. Maybe that sounds more naturally Japanese, but in English, it sounds like the sort of thing that, you know, like some dictatorship would like come up with to try to like, you know, enforce things. You know, like a sort of like Ministry of Truth sort of thing. Yeah, like Public Morals Committee. It just sounds like the kind of thing where you try, where you're saying, well, that makes it sound good, but it's actually about cracking down on anyone the government, like, doesn't, like, deems bad or something. Anyway, then we get to episode 19. So we're back to having multiple, you know, sort of separate things, because the previous one was all just kind of one story, even if it was technically separating to three different ones. They all like went right into each other. So the first one is just wacky misunderstandings between Kaguya and Shirogane about underwear.
Mm-hmm.
The second one is where Kaguya is trying to give him like a hand massage, but is really bad at it. And the third one was some shoujo manga that's super like sad, and everyone reacting to it. I know I'm saying this, but I'm just kind of skipping past the jokes. And then the last one is a weird a post credits one where where the whole thing turns into basically a parody of a shoujo manga until Chika just comes in acting like a sumo wrestler, which resets everything. Also, yeah, there's a running gag throughout this thing where Miko, you know, who's much funnier here, who I liked a lot more here than in the previous episode, keeps coming into the student council office during when like some like bizarre thing is happening that she completely misunderstands and thinks the people are perverts as a result.
Yeah, my favorite part was that last segment whenever they turned it into a shoujo manga, and I especially was fond of this one line that Shirogane used. He was like, I was smoother than a penguin's flipper. I just thought that was so funny because it sounds so ridiculous. No one would ever think of that. So yeah, that was pretty funny. Unfortunately, I haven't been able to figure out if that's a direct translation or if that's something for the dub only, but
I did look at the sub. It was in like the subs for both like the English or I also checked the Spanish just to check. Though the sub like says him saying, I don't understand why she said no. So that was that thing, the penguin's flipper was an added thing in the dub.
Okay.
So yeah. And then you had the narrator doing that weird sort of female voice during it, and someone like says, the narrator has been affected too. But yeah, there were a lot of really funny gags in this thing. I think my funniest is a part where, because Kaguya is trying to figure out what kind of underwear Shirogane wears, she comes up with the idea of, I know, I'll just spill coffee on his pants, and then I'll say, oh, we should take them off, and then I'll be able to see. And then, like, there's this, she just has this ridiculous look on her face after doing that. This all is, like, her imagination, but where she just goes, yay, I did the thing! And then it snaps back to reality, and that was just her thinking about it. But I don't know, just that one part, the way she looks and says that line, just I thought was really funny.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, I did just like the constant coming in at the wrong times, like misunderstanding things, like when Chica is spouting off spoilers, so they're trying to duct tape over her mouth so she doesn't see it, and then Miko thinks that they're like sexually assaulting her or something. And then, like, comes back in, like, I'm ready to save you. Except in the meantime, Chica's put them on the duct tape over the boy's mouth because they were spoiling things. That was all pretty good. Yeah, just a lot of funny things. I know I keep saying that. It's just because this was such pure comedy. There's almost not much to say other than, look, I thought it was really funny. One thing I wanted to mention, and is it just, maybe it's just coincidence it all happened, but in both this and two separate manga series, recently had these chapters involving people going to the aquarium on like some kind of date, and I'm like just thinking, are aquariums like some sort of really romantic thing in Japan? Maybe it was just coincidence, but seeing all this just made me think, like, is that the case? And are aquariums just really popular?
Mm-hmm.
I can't even remember the last time I went to an aquarium. Yeah, okay. Anything else to say about that?
No, not really.
Okay, so that's been our shows. I can't really give a top three considering we only had two shows. Unless you want to try to rank the three episodes, but like our top three episodes. Do you want to do that?
Yeah, we could try that.
Okay. I need to double check which episode of Bakken Test was which. So the first one was the thing with the role swapping, and then the flashback, and then the Bakken Test is annoying because both of those had a particular, like I said, since they're basically two episodes in each, I'm thinking, well, I like the first one of the first more than its second, but I like the second one of the second one more than its first, which I didn't care for as much. I think I've got them. So I guess it's not even a top three. Might as well say four because you say that, you explain that anyway. So last would be the first episode of Kaguya-sama. Third would be the first episode of Bakken Test. Second would be the second episode of Bakken Test. And then first would be the second episode of Kaguya-sama. Congratulations if you managed to follow all of that.
Yeah, so pretty easy for me. Third place is that second episode of Kaguya-sama. And then the top two are, top one is the first episode, and the second best one is the second episode. So there you have it.
Okay, so, all right, so that's those things. We managed to actually talk a decent amount, considering how little we actually had.
Yeah.
So next week, Toonami is going to premiere their new show. I can't remember her name, but it's got Pirate Princess in it somewhere.
Farah, Pirate Princess, or something like that. Farah or Fina?
I was thinking it was Fina, but I'm not.
Fina, that's it. Yeah.
Okay, Fina, Pirate Princess. All right, let me double check the schedule to make sure they're not like starting everything early again. So, yeah, Fina, Pirate Princess, no wonder the schedule looks wrong. I am looking at the Saturday after next Saturday. Let me fix that.
load. Okay. All right. So starting at the usual time of midnight Eastern time, 11 p.m. Central, we've got two episodes of Fina Pirate Princess, its premiere. And we got My Hero Academia, Yashahime, and then Black Clover, and then Naruto Shippuden. So we're skipping. So basically, they are cutting out Food Wars, and they're adding an extra. They're cutting out Food Wars, moving everything forward. Everything before forward a bit, and then they're having two episodes of Fina Pirate Princess at the start.
Could you? Is there a link to somewhere where I can look at this?
Usually I just look at zaptoit.com, but there's also the Toonami website has it. If you go to Toonami.com. Yeah, if you go to Toonami.com, the schedule is like right there on the main page.
Okay, that makes sense. So Dragon Ball Super still on the lineup. You know, I kind of wish they had that. I know I complained about it, but it's like I'd rather watch that than Naruto filler, you know? I mean, Naruto filler is just... Now we have Orochimaru's test subjects.
Yeah. Yay, filler again.
Yeah.
This is why it's nice to have the more seasonal series, because it means that you don't have to do all the filler. Although, not that it stopped My Hero Academia from having a few filler episodes.
Yeah.
And then there's a time... Oh, I remember the time where Attack on Titan took a single panel and then turned it into like a 5-minute flashback. That was like in the middle of season... Two, like someone just said, I remember the stuff you and Mikasa got into when you were young. You and Mikasa and Armin got into when you were younger, and you like see like this one panel of something when they were kids, and then like the TV show like made it a full on like flashback that lasted several minutes. Okay, so yeah, so I know I keep saying yeah, but that'll be. That will be watching the new show. We'll see if it's any good. Hopefully it will be.
Yep.
Hopefully we'll be better than seasons 2 and 3 of Fooly Cooly.
By the way, the first episode is rated TVMA, but then the second episode only gets a TV-14. So.
Yeah, it says TVMA... S. That means like sexual content, right?
Right.
So, I don't know if that means we're going to be getting a lot of fan service or what.
we got violence in the second episode.
Yeah. Then for like My Hero Academia, it just says TV-14, but it doesn't say anything. So I don't know. Sometimes I think for a bunch of series, they just like give an automatic thing and they don't ever actually bother watching it.
Yeah.
I remember with South Park, they always give every episode I think was TVMA, even though, well, a bunch of the episodes, I mean, you know, it's South Park, you know what you're getting into, but a bunch of the episodes aren't, you know, that like extreme. So I don't know, but like I said, we'll see, how it is. Hopefully it will be, good, and we can talk about how great it is. I hope it's either really good or it's bad of the special kind of bad where it's fun to make fun of. You know, like Sword Art on, like more Sword Art Online than Fooly Cooly Season 2.
Yeah, yeah, that I agree with that.
Okay, so that's that. We will see you next week for the stuff that I just said that we would see you for next week. as usual. I'm just stammering, trying to finish this up. So, to repeat myself once more, we'll see you next week.
Bye-nee.